getting into comedy and getting into amusing people for a living, because it is a very tough business to get into, is it not?
It's a very serious business. It's very tough, very serious. There's nothing louder than the sound of silence. I mean, if you tell a joke and nobody laughs, I tell you, that's the loudest noise I've ever heard.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You got that right. Keep singing it, pal. So yeah, there's a lot of anxiety. And the first week I ever did stand-up comedy, I was the opening act for a guy named Dana Carvey.
No way.
Oh yeah, he was the headline act that week. And he was still a relatively unknown comedian. He had done The Tonight Show once or twice. And this was in May, and he was going to audition for Saturday Night Live that October. So he was on his way to being a star. I didn't know it at the time. But we worked together for a week, and I said, hey, this is my first week in comedy. And he said, well, first of all, do it for 7 years and then see if you're any good. And I thought, well, I got to know by the end of the week if I'm going to be any good, because I can't wait that long. And he was absolutely right. It takes 7, 10, 15 years to find your voice.
Really?
Or you figure out who you are on stage and how you process life and what you find funny and how you deliver the goods.